Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Facebook at ESPN Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Well, hello there and good morning. ESPN 1000, it's Xander and Hanley here on the radio. Brian, is this as good as it will ever get, see?
Yeah, I'm guilty of it.
You inspired me. I worked on that for 15 minutes after I saw your tweet. You really inspired me.
Bad headline writers, right?
This is the reason why I work in radio. I don't have to write headlines. Yeah.
Apparently, though, the phones work from Green Bay. They sent communication down. Luke Getsy got around to saying, yeah, I'll come down and be your OC.
Yeah, sure, I guess I will. I had to think about it for like 24 hours or 36 hours or how long it took, and you were ready to pull the plug, but...
It's kind of like a marriage proposal, right? You know, you get down on one knee...
If you have to wait for that answer...
The shiny ring that I'm spending a lot of my savings on, and let me sleep on that, and I'll get back to you. Do you think that's going to work out? Is that relationship going to be a good? But either way, Matt Eberflus got his man, and he is Luke Getsy, and he has been a play caller, not at the NFL level, but I said for my money, I need a guy who's called plays before, so. He's called plays in college.
We talked about that yesterday about, somebody calling plays in college, making that leap up, a direct leap. And now obviously he has some time in as a quarterback's coach, which Devontae Adams had great things to say about him, as did Aaron Rodgers, too. Some of this stuff. So it's good to know who we're getting. And in driving in, I thought today, it is easy to take the road of saying, hey, he doesn't have that experience. But Ryan Poles hasn't been a GM before. Matt Eberflus has not been a head coach before. Mm-hmm. So the idea that we have somebody that seems to have a lot of great upside, we're causing a little disruption in Green Bay. By doing this, how much we don't know, but anytime we can get one over on them, I think that makes us feel happy.
Well, everyone said that basically he was a security blanket for Aaron Rodgers, so much so that he went to Mississippi State for 1 year to be the play caller down there, the OC, and Aaron missed him, and Aaron went to the Packers' front office in Brass and said, could you bring back Luke? I kind of miss him. And you mentioned Devontae Adams, he's also been a wide receivers coach mm-hmm. before.
Yeah.
All you can do is, as we are doing with Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles, is hope that the Bears got all these decisions right. The Bears got the hire of Poles right. He got the hire of Eberflus right. And Eberflus got the hire of Luke Getsy right. And, we'll talk about what kind of scheme and whatever he may or may not bring to Justin Fields. But, the dominoes are starting to fall and the staff mm-hmm. is starting to build, and here off we go.
And what you said is right. If you're excited, truly excited that Ryan Poles has this position and he really had the autonomy that he should have, that we've been hearing he does have, then we have to be excited about every choice that's made on down the line because, we have to have that faith. I mean, that's all we're operating on right now. And the fact is we have an article that actually came out on the 13th that I originally missed by Matt Schneidman on The Athletic, talking about how Luke Getsy was going to be looked at as a head coach. Obviously, that didn't happen for him in Denver. But that's where, you hear Aaron speaking highly of him. You hear Devontae Adams speaking highly of him. Head coach Matt LaFleur speaking very highly of him. So that's good information to have. And Adam Hogue at NBCSportsChicago.com wrote a column about how this is it's a good get, pun intended. This guy should have all kinds of upside. He's a young guy, and he's been a quarterback, too, in the college level.
The Akron Zips. Yeah. Aren't they the Zips? Yeah. I believe they're the Zips. 37-year-old. And speaking of hires, we also should let our listeners know, and I'm sure Bears fans, many of them are quite aware, that Ryan Poles has an assistant GM.
Yes,
Ian
that's
Cunningham.
Nice. Yes.
So he's restructuring the front office and putting in Ryan Pace did not have a man with an assistant GM title. So
perhaps he could have used one, Brian.
Well, you know, that to me, yeah, Ryan Pace really thought he had the handle on everything, and maybe, you know, he didn't want hell when he went and got Mitch Trubisky. He didn't even tell John Fox until a few hours before they drafted him.
Right.
So he didn't want to bounce ideas off anybody. He had this. He was the smartest guy in the room. And, you know, that
it's a recipe for disaster.
Obviously. When you think you're that guy, you're probably not that guy.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. 312-332-3776. If you want to jump in, we are also going to get a Twitter poll up on the ESPN 1000 on Twitter. You could reach Brian on Twitter at BrianHanley534. Myself, Xander Rocker, all one word, one R in the middle with a Z at the beginning. And we're going to be talking about the Bears. We'll preview what's happening in the conference championship on the AFC side and the NFC side. Brian, you have called for, well, I don't know if we could even call it an upset now, because a lot of people are thinking that it's a safe bet to take the Bengals with the 7 points.
Yeah, I mean, went from 7.5 down to 7. And I told you, everyone, I started, you know, looking at the last 48 hours. Prognosticators were all saying, give me that touchdown. Not many people saying they're going to upset Kansas City. I'm the dummy who is saying that. And I am the dummy.
Well, I was the dummy last week, and it actually worked out, so you don't know, do you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've watched, like everyone else, I've watched these games, and the Bengals haven't won a playoff game yet. So it's not that they're due. It's just that, unlike Tennessee, Kansas City's defenses and all that, and they're not going to get to Burrow 9 times.
Right, right.
And so I think he'll be able to keep up with whatever scoring Kansas City is going to be doing and what everyone believes to be a track meet up and down the field. Everyone's, you know, pounding the over, I think, in that game. But, yeah, and you know, when you start talking about offenses, Luke Getsy, what kind of offensive guy is he? Well, you have to go to Mississippi State or Indiana University, Pennsylvania. He called some plays there. So I don't know if they wowed the nation with the T formation at IUPU or whatever they call them, Indiana University, Pennsylvania. But Mississippi State, he had run pass options. He had quarterbacks that both went downfield, went deep, and also ran the ball themselves. And so that kind of describes the quarterback we have here. He can do both from what we've seen. We just don't know how well he can do both to this point.
Right. But everything we know about Getsy today, as opposed to yesterday, talking about somebody else that didn't have that experience, we needed that experience, it seems to favor this decision. We'll see how it turns out. He was sought after he was interviewed actually for the head coach position in Denver, but that might have everything to do with trying to lure Aaron Rodgers out there.
Right.
Which they eventually got Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah. I mean, it almost sounds like Aaron Rodgers was besties with Luke Getsy more so than Nathaniel Hackett. But either way, you know, Luke Getsy's now coming to Chicago, be part of this new Bears regime. And
wait, does that mean Aaron Rodgers will come down here?
I don't believe so. And matter of fact, Ian Rappaport had an interesting, it was a wild day yesterday. If you want to talk about great quarterbacks, I'm watching college basketball. Tyler Aki, our great producer, was talking about that because he is Mr. College Hoops. And also in the news breaks that Tom Brady is...
I know, after our show. Always happens after the show.
Well, but, I mean, he was, and then, you know, even at TB12, his company put out a tweet reciting his resume and the greatest of all time. And then the denials come out from not Tom Brady, but his dad. Tommy hasn't made that decision yet. So the tweets come down, and there's confusion, and, well, is he or isn't he?
NBC New York is reporting that he has not made up his mind on retirement.
Well, you know why he hasn't made up his mind? Because Friday, February 4th, he restructured his contract down in Tampa, and he had a signing bonus of $20 million. $15 million is due him on Friday. It would behoove him to maybe not give a two-week notice. But he immediately called Bruce Arians and called the Tampa Bay front office and said, hey, I haven't made that decision yet, because he doesn't want to file and make it official because he loses the $15 million come Friday if he's not on the roster. I would think that's motivation enough to put off the what likely will
even to a guy that has gajillions.
Well, he's building a new palatial estate north of Miami, so – you know,
the money's got to come from somewhere.
Mortgage rates are going up. Yep. Maybe he's paying cash. I don't know. But if it, the $15 million, he probably pay cash. But yeah, so it might, this could be just a rounding error. Or I think even TB12 would like $15 million due him in less than a week, and then he can make it official with Jim Gray or whomever. And he said he didn't want a farewell season. He didn't want a whole bunch of hullabaloo about it. But when word gets out, he's leaving the game. The hullabaloo follows, right?
Right. And look, football fans don't want to see him quit because even though you love to hate him, he'll go down as the best quarterback ever. But I think if he does leave now, you know, he's not going to suffer what Ben suffered. You know, just kind of that that fade out. You know, he's going out at the top, and it makes a lot of sense. We're going to Al in East Chicago. He wants to jump on and talk about the Packers. Hey, Al, good morning. You're on ESPN 1000.
The Chicago fan, base fan, crying every year about Green Bay, beating Green Bay. What about the other teams? How many coaches, quarterbacks, and players have been through Chicago? And every is the same thing. Green Bay, I guess it's Aaron Rodgers' fault that they got the field goal attempt blocked. I guess it's his fault that they got the punt blocked when they took it in for 6 points. He didn't do really a lot to win, but he didn't give up the 10 points. So if they can continue to think about this, it's not just Green Bay. I bet if he came to Chicago right now, they would line up over there to kiss his butt. Be glad to have him.
Al, last week we put that as a Twitter poll question. You know, would you want Aaron Rodgers to come here for at least a year if he would do so? And everyone's, oh no, not we hate Aaron Rodgers.
I think it was a resounding result.
I said your football's stupid if you wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers down here. Right. I mean, come on, what are you talking about?
We love a villain. We love a villain, especially if the villain's wearing green and gold.
Well, just like when the Bulls, you know, they couldn't stand what's his name from Detroit,
Lambeer.
Dennis Rodman, couldn't stand him.
Yeah, then they got him.
Yeah. He came to Chicago. Oh, he's the greatest thing you ever seen. You know,
yeah. And if Lambeer got here, that would have been interesting.
I enjoy you guys' show.
Thanks, Al.
Hey, you know what? Same thing with Bob Probert. We talked about that, right? How much we hated Bob Probert, how he gave us fits, and then he put that Indian head sweater on, and we were all about it.
You know what? Proby, just like almost every enforcer I covered in the NHL, gentle giants off the ice. And Proby had his demons, and well-documented.
Yes, yeah.
But, I mean, guys, he would always say he was at the end of his career. He's so tired. He's like every young tough guy who was coming up to the league and they were a rookie on other teams would skate up to him during a game and say, hey, you know, can you do me the honor of dropping the gloves? Because I got to prove my worth here by going up against you.
If you did that, then you were the hero of the other teams.
Yeah, and Proby's like, really? We got to go? Okay, I mean, I'm getting tired of going, but, you know, here go the gloves. And it's funny because when the TV cameras were in the dressing room and they wanted to interview Proby, he's like, hold on, I got to put in my teeth. And he turned around and take his teeth off the shelf and pop in his uppers. So he looked good on TV.
Yeah, I had season tickets, and I saw so many young guys go up to Proby, and then Proby actually said okay, and they had a change of heart, and they turtled. I've seen that a couple times. Really funny. All right, so we're going to talk about what's happening in Green Bay, what's happening with Tom Brady, what's happening here in town as Luke Getsy looks to be our new offensive coordinator. We'll talk about his history, and we will be talking to Matt Schneidman at 11 a.m., who wrote this Athletic article on January 13th about all of the upside of one Luke Getsy. We'll do all of that. It's Xander and Hanley here on ESPN 1000. ESPN 1000, the Sunday morning championship games. Who's going to the Super Bowl? We'll have a Twitter poll up soon at ESPN 1000 if it's not already. Brian Hanley right there. I'm Mark Zander. Bears Bonanza is happening tomorrow. We're going to launch it with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 5 to 7, 7 to 10, Cap and Jay Hood. Then 10 to 1, you get Carmen and Yurko, who will have the new Bears GM, Ryan Poles, on in the 12 o'clock hour. From 1 to 2, commercial-free, Carmen, Yurko, Waddle, and Sylvie. 2 to 6, Waddle and Sylvie. They'll have Coach Eberflus on the air with them between 2 and 6. And 6 and 8 would be Black and Abdallah. All right, Brian, we've got to talk about what's happening here with respect to this OC that we have. And we're going to be talking to Matt Schneiderman, I should say, coming up at 11. Do you have a better feeling about this as opposed to yesterday when we were talking about this?
Well, I mean, I have to have full faith that these gentlemen know what they're doing.
Right.
And that's
all we have.
Yeah, you can't say they do, and you certainly can't say they don't, but you hope that they will. At Mississippi State, the Bulldogs averaged 223.6 rushing yards a game and almost 6 yards per carry. And when Matt Nagy said, "I'm not an idiot, I know we have to run the ball more," he never really ran the ball more.
Right.
So
empty promises.
It's you would hope that Luke Getsy will incorporate a strong run game, but you have to rebuild that offensive line in order to execute any offense at this point. So we'll see. A young mind who apparently was in demand and wanted to be a play caller. That's why he's not sticking around Green Bay, even if Aaron Rodgers does. And, Ian Rappaport wrote that some people in Green Bay are reading the tea leaves again with Aaron Rodgers' future because he stuck around the building, according to Ian Rappaport, for a few days after the season instead of just hopping a plane back to California, and spoke to the staff and talked about the season past. I don't know if he talked about the future plans, but people are hoping that indicates, if what it's going to be. He says it's going to take some time, right? He wants to see if Davante Adams gets paid. Mm-hmm. Are they going to franchise tag him? Are they going to give him a new deal, first tag him, then give him a new deal? But he wants to see who's sticking around, and they have salary cap issues, and he doesn't want to be part of a rebuilding process. He wants to take another stab at being a Super Bowl team. So we'll see what plays up there. But some people are encouraged that they just took a few days to sit around and talk some football with the people in the building, and they want to believe that is an indication he's sticking around.
312-332-3776. If you're a Green Bay fan, what do these latest things indicate to you? Nathaniel Hackett, the OC that did not call plays for LaFleur, goes and he's going to be the head coach in Denver. Now you have Luke Getsy coming down to Chicago, who was the quarterback's coach, going to theoretically, we think, we're assuming, going to call plays here.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to call plays here.
Right. No doubt. I'm sure, because they would not let him. He wasn't going to get that ability in Green Bay. So what does this mean to you as a fan? Are you, if you're reading into this, what does that mean? 312-332-3776. We'll be sure to ask Matt Schneiderman of that question when he comes up at 11 from The Athletic, who wrote that column on the 13th about Luke Getsy and all of his abilities and all the good things people are saying about him, which right now that's all we have to work on, because aside from his time calling plays in college, that's what we're going on. Bob in Rosemont wants to jump in here on ESPN 1000. Hey, good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I wanted to comment on these Bears activities. The first thing I wanted to do, Brian, I just wanted to criticize you a little bit yesterday when you were a little bit tempestuous about the Getsy delay in responding to the Bears' offer. You know, I think you failed to factor in, number one, that he probably wanted to consider whether Hackett was interested in bringing him out to Denver. And I think the bigger thing that you were not considering in your thoughts was that anything that's related to the Green Bay Packers these days had to be filtered through Pat McAfee first. And he must have given the green light to this decision, so finally he could go ahead and accept it, because he had Pat's blessing on that.
But I like that.
The more important thing was that I think that the things I've seen in the media over the past day or so give me some optimism about these new hires. The first being that I read that Bill Polian wasn't happy about not being able to participate in the final meeting with the head coaching candidates, and that Poles insisted on doing that on a one-on-one basis with no one else in the room. I think that's a good departure from past practices, and gives me some reason to believe that Poles has the has the chutzpah to do what needs to be done and not have to worry about interference from the family to whatever degree they may have cast a shadow over prior decisions. And the second thing is, I tend to agree with you, quite frankly, on the Getsy delay. I would have thought he would have jumped at the opportunity to essentially jump two spots and get right into an OC position. But on the other hand, it's nice to know that he wanted to deliberate on it and consider other options that probably are available to him. And to the extent other teams want him, as well as the Bears, I guess as frustrating as the delay may have been, it does speak well for how he's thought of in the league. And he appears to then be a solid hire, at least to the extent we know and want to be optimistic about it. Look, at least the landscape in which these hires were made and what they've done to date would give a Bears fan cause for optimism.
Well said, Bob. Well
said. Always. Thanks, well guys. Said, Bob. Yeah. Thanks for, it just seems like you're almost, you know, like Bob just said, you're jumping two spots. You're getting to be an OC in the division with the one of the still premier organizations in football, the founding organization, and with all the great, and you're coming to Chicago versus Green Bay. And as far as the Hackett thing, I mean, couldn't they have had that conversation a week ago when Hackett was interviewing for Denver? What, after he interviewed and maybe was told he's not getting the job, maybe he didn't want to work for a team.
Hey, maybe he was lining up a moving truck.
Well, maybe he didn't want to work for a Broncos team that said, we don't want you as the head coach, right?
Right. And he was interviewed for that and then right. skipped over. So, look, we don't know what went into that decision. That report could have been, we really don't know how much time he was given to make the decision. We heard the report yesterday and it was confirmed last night. So it's just good to have. We know where we're going now. And Hogue had a kind of a interesting perspective here in his column at NBCSportsChicago.com.
Adam Hogue, yeah.
Yeah, Adam Hogue. Coaching under LaFleur technically puts Getsy on a branch of the Shanahan coaching tree. But with Rodgers and Davante Adams in Green Bay, the Packers have been able to scheme around those two spectacular players. Now, how much he had to do with that as the quarterback's coach, we don't know. He's worked with Jordan Love, but again, that is an unproven commodity.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you want to keep a close eye on Jordan Love in the next season, you know, as he's developing Justin Fields. But, that jury's firmly out on Jordan mm-hmm. Love because he hasn't had the opportunity. So,
312-332-3776. What do you think of the hire that we're getting Luke Getsy from the Green Bay Packers? And if you are a Packers fan, tell us what you think is going on up there in Green Bay. What are you reading from these latest developments about the future of your team and the future of Aaron Rodgers on your team? Brian, do you have any indication of if Aaron will go to Denver, if you really think that that's possible, and it seems like that's likely, when something like that might happen?
There
would have to be a trade, right? I mean,
to be a trade, yeah. Yeah. So, that you know, what you want to do. And he said in some of his postseason comments were that all the options, retiring, mm-hmm. returning to the Packers, or helping find a trade that makes sense for both teams.
Right.
Okay, if you're the Green Bay Packers and he doesn't want to come back and he's still a Hall of Fame quarterback, even at his age, what are you asking for? How many teams are interested? How many teams does he have on his list where he would want to go? I mean, you need at least two to get some sort of bidding going, right? You can't just, if he has a list of one, it's the Broncos or nowhere.
Then, and it's you're going to get what you get.
Yeah.
Yep. 312-332-3776. And what do you think about this whole thing? About obviously he's had some great seasons. I think I saw that in playoffs in Green Bay he's 7-7. This argument that he is one of the greatest quarterbacks. Can he actually say that when you don't have that postseason success?
He's going to be an MVP this year, right? Mm-hmm. Most people believe so. 500 in the playoffs, but 14 playoff games. I know about Super Bowls and he's not Tom Brady with that resume, mm-hmm. but I saw one headline a week or so ago as after they lost to the Niners, obviously, you know, where does this game rank in the Packers postseason heartbreaks? You know, you'd like at least you're in the postseason to have a list of heartbreaks, right? At least you have multiple games and many games to choose among to rank on disappointing outcomes in the postseason when it's usually just a rumor around here.
True. True. It just seems like, look, I know he's great during the season. He gets you to the playoffs. He just has not been able to get him across the finish line as much as you would think for his skill set. However, there's the whole team involved. There's management in Green Bay and everything that they put around him. Sometimes it's so frustrating to hear how great he is when there are other quarterbacks that have more success in the postseason when it really counts, because that's why you're playing.
Well, you know, he does own the one statistic now, three consecutive seasons with 13 regular season wins and no appearances in the Super Bowl mm-hmm. his last 3 years, right?
Right. Not the greatest thing to be known for. But, look, he gets you there. He just has not been able to get you over the hump. All right, so we've got Bronson in Michigan City wants to jump in and talk about the Bears. Hey, Bronson, good morning. You're on with Brian Hanley and Mark Zander.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in. I'm really excited about the Bears hires, man. Finally got a head coach for being the 4-3 back, which is great. We haven't really done nothing great in the 3-4. But possibly have a head coach that's willing to give up offensive play calls like Lovie did. Let this guy prove himself, Green Bay. And then Rodgers, you know, with Brady retiring, hell, he might want to go to Tampa. They already got a pro-style, everything ready to go.
Bruce Arians will be on the phone as soon as that check clears for $15 million.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, they already threw the cash around before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Swap out one number 12 for another number 12. Just get him out of the NFC North. I don't care where he goes.
That's a Bears fan talking.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
That's a great point.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, right. We haven't even really talked about that. What would be the future in Tampa Bay if Tom does get that check, let it cash, and then get go official with the news?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are worse places to play after.
Hey,
being...
or Trubisky could go down there, right?
Oh, for love of.
392-332-3776.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. We'll continue this talk, and we will get to your calls, 312-332-3776. If you're a Packer fan, we want to hear from you. I'm really interested to see what you think is going on up there with all the things that have transpired. What does this mean for your football team, and who do you think we're getting in Luke Getsy? We'll be right back here on ESPN 1000. He's Hanley. I'm Zander. This is ESPN 1000. Talking about our new OC, as it's been reported, Luke Getsy coming down from Green Bay, being a quarterback's coach. That was rumored yesterday. We were all waiting patiently for his decision. Apparently, he has said, okay, I'll drive south. So he's on the way.
Tom Silverstein, who's the great longtime Packer beat writer up in Green Bay, had it. Friday, right, saying that the job's his if he wants it, according to his source, that, you know, he's been given the offer. And sure enough, he had been given an offer and he accepted it. So not as quickly as I would hope, but I don't know. When you're offering someone a prize job, and
yeah,
I know
you want them to be excited and say, yes, absolutely.
And look, I get he wants to go home, talk to the family and run it, you know, whatever.
And probably consider if there was anything there in Denver. But as you said before,
that could
have already been discussed prior to
Not only that, okay, what makes Denver so much better than the Chicago Bears currently? I mean, they haven't had a quarterback in forever either since Peyton Manning retired, right?
Well, working with Nathaniel, I guess, is probably a bit of a comfort, or maybe he was trying to see exactly what he would be able to do in the absence of Nathaniel Hackett up in Green Bay, and he figured it out, and then he took the job. We're going to go to Evanston, and Dane, he's a Packers fan. He wants to talk about the Packers. Hey, Dane, what are you feeling here about your team?
Yeah, I'm actually a weird Packers and Bears fan, but with the Packers, like with guys exiting, entering the building, I just really trust the culture up there. You know, I think the ownership makeup is really, really good, and you don't have someone at the top like the McCaskies who are accountable to no one. And it just makes for a healthy culture, and I think as the other half of me that's a Bears fan, it's good to have someone coming from that culture, that organization, and having been a part of that process and bringing it to the Bears organization.
So what do you think is going on up there?
Well,
the
ownership up there is the town. You have stock certificates.
I've got friends that have those certificates.
Right. I mean, Mark Murphy, who used to be AD down up at Northwestern and was head of the Players Association, the NFL, and played with Washington, he's president, but I'm sure he answers to a board of directors. But, yeah, there's no family. There's certainly no Jerry Jones who, you know, comes running down there and tells you what he thinks about each game.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that good process that they have, because everyone is accountable to, you know, that board of directors of the town, and there's not that, like, personality cult at the top. Just imbue their own good process, and, you know, people come, people go, and the Packers always seem to, the process takes whatever inputs it has. So, you know, I don't know what the future is going to be, but I'm confident that it's going to be fine.
And do you think Aaron will stay or go?
I think he's probably around for one more season, and I don't really have a lot to base that on.
Okay. Just a gut feeling. All right, Dane, thanks for checking
out. Not buying your Jordan Love jersey just yet. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that they're sitting in the fancy mall inside of Lambeau waiting for people to pick them up. And they'll sell at some point. We'll see. We'll see when that happens. Mike in Lake Zurich.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on your show.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that, you know, I always compared guys back in 85. I think one of the advantages they had a great defense, and that really got them to the Super Bowl. They had an average offense. But when it comes to the coaching staff, I think everybody should allow them to be a coach at their position. You've got a head coach, obviously being a leader. You've got a position, offensive coach. And I think having a head coach as a defensive, I mean, having a head coach who was a defensive player is an advantage, because I think he's got a lot to teach Fields as far as defense is concerned. So, I think they should let him be their coaches, and I think the offensive coach should be calling the plays. So
that's likely to be the situation. That's got to be.
Yeah. I'm sure that there was more than an understanding. Yeah. It's like, hey, you come here, you own the offense, and that's your baby, and you know, off
and
you go.
That's why we're wondering why he didn't jump at it right away. But again, we don't really know the backstory, but it seems apparent that Luke Getsy will be our new OC, and we are going to talk to Matthew Schneidman coming up at 11. He wrote the article on the Athletic, in the Athletic, I should say, about Luke Getsy and how he was getting looks, including in Denver, for a head coaching position. And that would have been a hell of a jump, but he's going to be our OC here on the lakefront. And we've got Matt in Streamwood, ESPN 1000. You're on with Xander and Hanley.
Hey, Xander. Hey, Hanley. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yep.
Hanley, do you know, was that the big draw for that, why they hired Eberflus, was because, again, this Luke Getsy from Green Bay? I don't understand what was, like, the reason they chose Eberflus over Quinn. If that was the big draw, was this the quarterback's coach of Green Bay? That was big name that...
Dan Quinn said he wanted to go back. Jerry Jones wrote a bigger check for him and maybe didn't like everything he heard during the interview process, but he decided to go back and continue to be a coordinator in Dallas for more money, and he was interviewing with other teams, not just the Bears. There were reports that Bill Polian and George wanted Jim Caldwell to be the coach. As Bob, our caller from Rosemont, said, it's great that Ryan Poles has the autonomy and didn't have to have a committee sitting in interviewing head coaches.
And locking out Polian, if that actually happened, that's a great first step in asserting your power.
If you're going to give the guy the title of GM, then let him be the general manager, manage the team, and be comfortable with his hire. And that, you know, Ryan Pace didn't have an assistant GM because Ryan Pace wanted to do everything on his own. And then he went into hiding when things fell apart. So I just think I'd rather have a guy like a Luke Getsy rather than a Jim Caldwell, who No, not because he's older. It's just I want different. I want new. I don't want someone, you know. Bill Polian was good to have as a consultant because he knows the league, and it's better than the McCaskies trying to flounder along on their own because they don't know what they don't know. But so far, it just appears that Poles has the authority to hire his coach, and the coach has his authority has the authority to hire his coordinator. So that works for me.
Yep.
Okay. And Hanley, do you know, is that Aaron Rodgers the only quarterback that he's worked with, or is there other quarterbacks that he's actually worked with?
He's certainly worked with Jordan Love and in the college ranks, some quarterbacks, right? And Devontae Adams had a lot of great things to say about him, too.
I haven't been following my Mississippi State football or my Indiana University of Pennsylvania football to know. He was a quarterback, but then again, so was Matt Nagy. So, I mean.
Stop bringing him up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We were talking about this yesterday, right? Experience versus no experience. And we talked about the OCs that might be around that had experience that were going to stay as OCs. You mentioned Dan Quinn. You know, I have a feeling that Dan Quinn is probably maybe head coach in waiting down in Dallas. Maybe there was something said to him that got him to stay there. Or as you said, maybe he didn't like what he heard out of Hallis Hall, which, you know, whatever. And then we had Bill Polian. Here's a guy who has been a GM, a successful GM. And part of me thought, wait a minute, are they giving him the chance to be the GM? And I'd much rather have new and young blood that has worked their way up than to have that. So along those lines, to have a Luke Getsy as opposed to a Jim Caldwell or a Dan Quinn at OC, not that you would have been able to get him as an OC, but the point being, new blood is good. We just have to hope it works this time because we tried it before and it didn't. And that's why we feel so burned.
It's all about offense in this NFL, and it has been for years. And every year the statistics show you it's all about more points and more scoring drives and longer scoring drives. The rules are even tailored each year to make sure there's more of all of that. And I know Sean McVay is a defensive guy and the Rams defense is all that. But mostly the teams populating the postseason are offensive teams, right? And you saw the greatest game, postseason game of all time, people are calling it, with Kansas City and the Bills last week. And what was it? How many points? 25 points in like 90 seconds?
It was insane.
It wasn't defense.
Right. 312-332-3776. We've got Dean downtown. Hey, Dean, welcome into ESPN 1000.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Shout out to Tyler Aki, the chosen one for college basketball picks. I highly recommend giving him a follow on his Instagram or Twitter.
Tyler loves when you call, Dean.
Oh, well, I love you guys.
Everyone loves when Dean calls.
Thank you, Tyler. I did not know until you guys mentioned this. I have been busy. The weekends are busiest time for me, restaurant business.
College basketball, yeah.
Of course, of the gambling and then work comes second. But I did not realize that Ryan Poles kind of refused to have Bill Polian be a part of the final interviews. I really like that. I think it shows some leadership, and I think going forward, that'll show some.
This is an art form, like call and play.
Sorry about that, Errant Mouse.
Jay Cutler,
No worries. I think that Ryan Poles kind of refusing to let Bill Polian be a part of that final process, that shows leadership, and then going forward, it'll show some accountability. I think before, whether you hired one or another, it was always like, oh, you know, you work for the McCaskies. Now it's like, no, Ryan Poles is saying, hey, I hired you. You know, like at the end of the day, I hired you. I'm your boss. So I think that's great. And then lastly, I was going to give you guys a quick pick. I like the Bengals plus the points today. If you're not getting it at 7, try to buy it up to 7.5. But if you like their chances at all, if they win, they're probably going to get a big game out of Chase, Uzoma, the tight end, and some passing yards from Burrow. So I'm planning on putting a unit on that and hopefully having a good Sunday. Take that!
All right.
Good luck, Dean.
312-332-3776. When we get back, we are going to hear audio. We actually played it yesterday. Jay Cutler's on with Waddle and Sylvie every week, and he had something to say about the OC hire. And now that we have an OC, we're going to play that audio for you again here on ESPN 1000. And then we are going to be talking to Matthew Schneidman at 11 from The Athletic about Luke Getsy, who seems apparent as our new OC. Has it been confirmed? I mean, Schefter started reporting that yesterday, and everybody's followed along. But it hasn't officially been announced, but it's pretty much a done deal. Luke Getsy, our new OC at Halas Hall for the Bears. And now we just need a DC, right, Brian?
Correct.
Okay. All right. One step at a time. It's ESPN 1000. This hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Collins and the Cats host Rutgers, Indiana, Purdue, and Nebraska this February at Welsh Ryan Arena. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. It's Brian Hanley. It's Mark Zander. We've got a Twitter poll that is up now at ESPN 1000, Brian. Simple as this, what's your Super Bowl matchup? And the four choices are Chiefs versus Rams, Chiefs versus 49ers, and then Bengals, Rams, Bengals, 49ers. And we'll wrap that up before we're out of here at 12 noon. So Waddle and Sylvie have Jay Cutler on, former Chicago Bears quarterback, on every week, and he was talking about how important the OC hire would be. And now that we have an OC, I want to hear this again to see how things line up with the decision that Halas Hall has made. Here's a Jay with Waddle and Sylvie.
Without a doubt, like, I looked at the hire and I was like, I mean, I kind of like cringed. I was like, oh, they went defensive coordinator for head coach, because, you know, that's, you know, your first round pick is a quarterback. Your everything you're doing is kind of tailored towards his success. I mean, you look at the you know, the AFC and NFC championships, like, there's some dudes out there playing quarterback. That's the only way you get there. So, I mean, it's happened in the past. I mean, there's been defenses that have led teams to Super Bowls, but I mean, in the past 4 or 5 years, it's been a quarterback driven league. So, well, Tom, to your point, like, the OC hire is going to make or break it.
And it will. And what you said, Brian, what's happening in L.A. with Rams, Sean McVay, you know, he's a defensive guy. But obviously you see Matthew Stafford, you know, really, really leading that team to now the championship game.
Yeah. And Kyle Shanahan said at the beginning of the season, when San Francisco was thinking about trading for Matt Stafford before he ended up with the Rams, that he went back and looked at every snap that Stafford had with Detroit for the last 3 or 4 seasons, and, you know, thought Stafford was a really good, if not great, quarterback. But after really going and doing a CSI, Stafford came away even more impressed about how talented Matt Stafford is. And, you know, given the stuff that was around him in Detroit, you didn't really see that. You saw the big arm and all, and when he was healthy. But even Sean McVay is a defensive-minded coach knew that he had to get, as Jay Cutler said, you know, there's some studs out there playing
right,
quarterback,
right.
And hopefully Justin Fields is one of those in the making.
You know, in hindsight, it's crazy that Stafford allowed them to keep him so long in Detroit, that he didn't try to get out of there earlier.
Well, they're paying him a ton of money.
Well, I guess that helps.
They were
that
paying helps. Him. I mean, he was banking, there was Death Valley days for playoffs with the Lions.
Right. Well, I'm glad he's on the out and seeing his success. I always thought he was a great quarterback. 312-332-3776. Mike jumps in from Lombard. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? This is Mike from Lombard. Great show. I'm going to chime in about Aaron Rodgers, where he's going to go. I think it's all answer for him to go to Denver. The reason is, you're left in his contract, Nate Hackett's there. And one thing people don't realize, his fiance is from Boulder, Colorado. A woman is a woman. I'm just saying. It's all lined up to go there. I think it might go there. And I want him to stay in Green Bay for one more year. Right? But it's Denver. I hope he stays in Green Bay for one more year. And last thing, why did you guys report on Tom Brady last night? It wasn't you. He's retiring when it's not been confirmed by Tom Brady. Just wondering if.
Well, Mike, we just
not
said.
Not reckless, yeah, but.
Yeah, right.
No, the reports came out yesterday, and everyone was, you know, was all over Twitter, and then, you know.
All over.
Tom's dad said, Tommy, he still calls him Tommy, it hasn't made that decision. And we said top of the show, the reason he hasn't made that decision is because Friday he's due $15 million in signing bonus. So on Saturday, he can make that decision and make it official. But he's going to make sure he gets that 15 mil before. That's why he was on the phone to Tampa saying, oh, not official.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Look, Adam Schefter broke this yesterday. Adam Schefter is a trusted source for ESPN. So when I saw that, there's something to it. When there's smoke, there's fire. And yep. You've got a great point. Now, it seems illogical to me that he would be able to get that check and then the next day retire.
But
then again, he is Tom Brady. I'm sure he wrote his own contract.
No, I mean, that's just what the contract calls for.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, if you're on the roster on February 4th, 2022, you get the 15 million left on the 20 million signing bonus for the restructured contract. And on February 5th, you can say, thank you very much. And I'm off to see my new palatial estate north of Miami, which I'm going to spend this $15 million on.
I'm off to go eat some pizza, finally.
Do you think he becomes human and starts eating carbs?
Yes.
Loosens the belt. And
are you kidding me? He's
going to
do commercials for, I don't know what national pizza, advertiser he can do commercials for. Believe me, he is going to turn into a normal person and we're going to watch it.
I don't think so. TB12, he's still got all supplements, the TB12
stuff?
I guess.
This is what I want to see.
Isn't that like beet juice or, I have no idea.
I don't go anywhere near that stuff.
I just don't think that, first of all, I mean, think Giselle wants to see him put on 100 pounds? I don't think
he'll totally let himself go, but if he doesn't allow himself a pizza after he retires officially,
come on.
He hasn't had sugar in how long?
Maybe his entire life. I don't know.
Yeah, I would like to see him a little more human.
You see him picking up a dozen donuts every day and having a big omelet.
Right. Big sugar-filled coffee. I just want to see him a little more human, Brian.
As Olin Krutz tweeted out last week, it's good to be Tom Brady. Pretty much every single day.
Yes, it is. You could wait out that 15 mil and then the next day say, you know what? I'm good. See you. And then we'll wonder who ends up down in Tampa Bay. 312-332-3776. Looking forward to talking to Matt Schneidman of The Athletic, who wrote a very nice article on the 13th of January when Luke Getsy, who is the new OC for the Chicago Bears, was interviewing around the league. I guess he had a couple of other interviews beyond the Broncos. We'll dig a little deeper into that and all of the assets and all of the positive support that he's receiving inside the Packer organization and outside. And again, if you're a Packer fan, you want to jump in and let us know what you think is going on up there. The coaching change, will the culture survive the coaching changes? I'm sure it will. But does that mean Aaron is not going to be back? Will he be back? Are you tired of Aaron Rodgers already? I think we are tired of the drama down here, but it's nice to cause a little disruption if we're taking one of their coaches, who obviously has done some good up there. 312-332-3776. We've got some people on Twitter asking us what our Super Bowl matchup is as we have a poll up there. Brian, you want to jump in with that or you want to save that?
Oh, we'll get back to it. We have another hour here.
We
want to get to Matt Schneidman. We got a lot to cover. Jim Harbaugh's name surfaced yesterday.
Well, that was a surprise in Minnesota.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we will. We will. A lot to cover today, as well as the two conference championship games, the AFC going off at 3 p.m., Bengals and Chiefs, and then 6:30, 49ers and Rams. Xander and Hanley, this is ESPN 1000. We're back in 2 minutes.